The Prime of Miss Jean Brodie by Muriel Spark. This book is produced by RNIB.
RNIB, supporting blind and partially sighted people.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Introduction by Candia McWilliam. It is not easy to know for whom this introduction might be, since The Prime of Miss Jean Brodie is one of the few books designated as a classic that will not thereby put off the very young reader, often indeed the school child, most often perhaps the school girl, come to read about this most monumental of school mistresses. So perhaps I should begin by saying it is a sublimely funny book. It is also very short and has much to say about sex. But that, as is fitting in a book written by the greatest living Scots writer of prose, is not the half of it. For like very much Scots writing, this is a book preoccupied with the long old theme of doubleness, of twinship, of each light casting its shadow. For antecedent, Dame Muriel has given Miss Brodie the name of the great Deacon Brodie, as real a figure in Edinburgh to this day as the Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde of Stevenson, minister in the daylight hours, highwaymen by night. Echoing this, she declares at one point to two of the favoured girls in her set, Sandy and Jenny, "I am a descendant, do not forget, of Willie Brodie, a man of substance, a cabinet maker and designer of gibbets, a member of the town council of Edinburgh, and a keeper of two mistresses who bore him five children between them. Blood tells. He played much dice and fighting cocks."